All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. My name is Carrington Harrison. We will play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes coming up in 30 minutes. In 30 minutes, you will hear the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, so this is what I would like to do. The Chiefs took care of business against the Raiders. They don't play until Monday. This is a little bit different week than we usually have. So what I want to take the time to do today is I want to give you exactly 1 minute on every team in the National Football League. Now, we're not going to do this all in one big bite. You know what? We're going to break it up piece by piece. So in this segment, we are going to go through the AFC South and also the NFC South. I will only have 1 minute to spend on each of these teams. Some of these teams, I don't think I'm going to need a minute. All right, Rob, let's start in the AFC.
Let's start at the bottom of the AFC South with the Tennessee Titans, who are 1-6, Carrington. Their upcoming matchups are the New England Patriots, Los Angeles Chargers, and the Minnesota Vikings.
All right, let's start with the Tennessee Titans. Is this season going different than anybody thought that it was going to go? Tennessee decided to put all of their eggs in the Will Levis basket. Now, they tried to put a lot of pieces and parts around him coming into the season, but he's not a good enough cook to deal with those ingredients. You gave him the run game. You gave him some great options in the wide receiver game. This is a team that is terrible. They've regressed over the course of the last couple of weeks. Tennessee is going to be a team that is looking for a new quarterback at the start of the season, and they are a team that just they played quarterback roulette, and they lost.
Don't need the whole minute on the Titans?
Not at all. I'm not here to waste my time or your time. Tennessee's not good. You know they're not good. They're terrible. They're not going anywhere. At this point, all they can do is play spoiler for Houston in the AFC South. Tennessee serves no other purpose. We will never watch Tennessee this year. I don't care where you live. I don't care what your favorite team is. Nobody wants to watch Tennessee.
Staying in the AFC South, third place in the AFC South, the Jaguars are 2-6. Their next three matchups are against the Eagles, Vikings, and Lions.
Have I not been telling you about Trevor Lawrence for the last 6 years? I've sat here right across from you and I've told you about Trevor Lawrence. They are broken at quarterback. Trevor Lawrence has been disappointing this season for the most part. This is a team that is going to have a hard reset at the end of the year. They are going to get a completely new coach, and they are probably going to need to invest a little bit more heavily in that offensive line than they have over the course of the last couple of years. I just didn't think that there was any reason to rush and go out and pay Trevor Lawrence. You could have waited a little bit. Sure, maybe you would have paid more, but you also would have got a little bit more information. Two things that have failed big time for them: that Christian Kirk contract is bad, also the Gabe Davis deal. They have just spent bad resources and they got a bad product.
Heading to third place in the AFC South, the aforementioned Indianapolis Colts. They sit 4-4. Their next three matchups include two nationally televised games. Woof. Sunday Night Football this weekend against the Minnesota Vikings, then the Buffalo Bills before they play at New York against the Jets on Sunday Night Football.
Well, I think I speak for everybody. I think we all want that game against the Jets to be flexed. I am not interested in watching the two oldest starting quarterbacks in the league on Sunday Night Football. Please, NBC, please, Roger Goodell, do what the right thing is. I think that Indy had to do this in order to save their season. I do not think that Indianapolis could have made the postseason with Anthony Richardson as their starting quarterback. I do think they can make it with Joe Flacco. They have been a better team with Joe Flacco as their starting quarterback. And when you are heading into this stretch, so as you mentioned, they have the Vikings, Bills, Jets, and the Detroit Lions. That's a difficult stretch there. I think you lose all four of those games with Richardson. I think you can go 2-2 with Joe Flacco as your quarterback. You come out 6-6 on the other side in an AFC that feels like it's weak in the wild card ranks. I think the Colts still have a chance of being a postseason team. I don't think they can win their division, but they are very much in the conversation of grabbing one of those wild card spots.
Carrington, the final team in the AFC South, the division leading Houston Texans. They sit at 6-2. Their next three matchups are Thursday Night Football against the aforementioned Jets, then Sunday Night Football against the Detroit Lions before playing on Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys.
this Houston team has lived up to the expectation. I made the comparison at the very beginning of the year that they felt like this year's version of the Detroit Lions, and they have definitely lived up to that expectation. This is the Houston team that beat Chicago early in the year and also beat Buffalo earlier in the year, so they've got a couple of nice wins. Stroud has developed well. I got some questions about that offensive line, and the injuries are starting to pile up for them a little bit. You've lost Diggs for the remainder of the season. Nico Collins has dealt with an injury as well. He was maybe the best receiver in the league before his hamstring injury, and Tank Dell has really regressed this year. Can they get Nico Collins back healthy, and can they get Tank Dell playing at a high level again? If that's the case, Houston is dangerous. I think that Houston is a cut below the top teams in the AFC, but still very dangerous, still should be in the contender conversation.
All right, Carrington, let's pivot and head to the NFC South, which means we have to start with the Carolina Panthers. They sit at 1-7 their next three games. They put the New Orleans Saints at home this weekend before heading to Munich to take on the Giants. We gave Munich Giants and Panthers And then they play the Kansas City Chiefs at home after that. Carrington, the Carolina Panthers.
This is what I don't get. We now want to give London the Super Bowl when we don't even give them good regular season games. Like, why don't we take baby steps here? Why don't we take baby steps and we give them good regular season games, and then maybe we can evolve to eventually giving them the Super Bowl? There's only one point to make about Carolina. Draft another quarterback. That's it. I won't take up too much more time.
You only wasted 10, 15 seconds on the Panthers.
Draft a new quarterback. That simple. I also would also maybe possibly suggest selling the team and getting a new owner. I don't think they're going to do that, but their ownership group seems like it's the biggest problem that they have. You can change quarterbacks. Kind of tough to change owners, especially when you haven't owned the team for 2 years.
Speeding up here, the New Orleans Saints are next. They are 2-6 in third place in the NFC South. Their next three games are against the aforementioned Panthers, then at home against the Falcons before facing the Cleveland Browns.
Are the Saints eventually going to rip the Band-Aid off? You know the Band-Aid that I'm talking about. The Saints have been trying to hold on and maybe be a playoff team and maybe win their division. They've got cap issues, and they also don't have a quarterback. The Saints just need to have a lean year and just start over. Eat some of that dead money, drop some of those players, trade Marshawn Lattimore, trade some of these other pieces, and eventually we talk about how the bill comes due with the salary cap. The Saints still don't want to pay their credit card off. Eventually, get your balance back to zero, get your account and money in order, and then move forward. The Saints have to do that. This is a lost year for them. They should be sellers at the deadline before next Tuesday's date, and they also need to, they've been trying to cut corners since Drew Brees retired. Go draft your quarterback.
Now on to third place in the NFC South, the Chiefs' opponent this upcoming week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are 4-4 and second in the NFC South. As I mentioned, they play the Chiefs on Monday night, then at home against the Niners before their last game in this three-game stretch is the New York Football Giants.
I think the question with Tampa Bay is, when are they going to get Mike Evans back? Because I think this is a team that is still pretty viable. And I know they're not getting Chris Godwin back, but could they be a team that's in the Darius Slayton conversation? Could they make a trade for him? Can they get Mike Evans back? I think you have a pretty good quarterback, but they've lost three of their last four games now. The injuries are really starting to pile up for them, and the schedule is not going to get any easier on the road against Kansas City, also against San Francisco. I still think they're in the conversation to be a wild card team, but the division conversation is closed for them. They lost both of their games against Atlanta. I don't think they can win the NFC South anymore, but can they grab one of those spots? It's way more competitive in the NFC wild card picture than I think we thought it was, but I think Tampa Bay is a good team if they can get back healthy.
Final team in the NFC South, division leading Atlanta Falcons. They sit at 5-3. Their next three games, home against the Cowboys at the New Orleans Saints before headed to Mile High Stadium.
I think Atlanta is one of the more difficult teams in the NFL to figure out. I think Atlanta is a contending team. I really like Atlanta's offense. I think they have two capable running backs. I like their offensive line. They got great weapons on the outside. Darnell Mooney was one of the better contracts in the National Football League this offseason. They've got three respectable losses. They lost to Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Seattle. You can live with those losses. All three of those losses were at home. But you can live with that if you're Atlanta. Atlanta is going to win that division. There's going to be a postseason team. Are they a team that's capable of going on the road and beating a San Francisco if they have to, or beating a Detroit? But I think you have to consider Atlanta to be one of the top three teams in the NFC. We'll continue to get to the top teams in the National Football League over the course of the show.